Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at it. Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios Friday night with you. 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, listen, Georgia Tech have been pretty active in the portal here, and certainly the Dominic Blaylock move kind of maybe came out of nowhere as Georgia Tech landed them a wide receiver, you know, Haynes King in the mix now. So a lot of things going on with the Georgia Tech football program. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Ken Segura. He covers Georgia Tech, but not for long. He's not covering them much longer as he is on Twitter at KSegura, AJC. So, Kenny, you're going to be stepping down, and Chad Bishop is going to be covering the Georgia Tech beat. Now, my question is first. Are you going to be hazing him? Are you going to make him carry your laptop, your microphones? I mean, how does that hazing process work?
You know, I hadn't even thought about that. But, yeah, I like the idea of someone carrying my laptop around or getting me a Coke or whatever up in the press box.
I was just going to say, Kenny, I mean, listen, when you guys are in the press box, you got to say, hey, I'm thirsty. Can you go ahead and get me a drink? You're the veteran. You've been, you know, on the Tech beat for 12 years. You gotta break these new guys in. You gotta toughen them up a little bit, right?
That only seems right and fair. Yeah, I mean, I paid my dues, so yeah, it's time to get some payback. Yeah.
Have you been a little bit surprised at how active that Tech has been in the portal? I mean, look, Haynes King, Dominic Blaylock, they signed the kid that had played at Idaho that was started out at Notre Dame. They've been very active in the portal. You a little bit surprised by that, or you know, this is kind of like where Tech has to live a little bit?
It's probably more the latter. I mean, certainly if you looked at the number of spots they created or opened up by kids leaving, that meant that, you know, they had to fill them somehow. And obviously right now the simple way to do it is to go to the portal. I mean, they had some spots to fill. You mentioned Dominic Blaylock at receiver and at linebacker and defensive line too, more and more. And so those are spots where, yeah, I mean, if you can, you want to go get guys that have played a little bit, and certainly Dominic Blaylock and Paul Mwala, as you mentioned, the guys coming from Idaho, Notre Dame, fill that bill. Eddie Kelly, the defensive lineman, who's coming from USF, you know, they've all played some or a lot in some cases. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of the way things are, and they're a team that, you know, they showed signs, but they certainly have to make some improvements. So I think the easy way to do that, the simple way to do that is to go in the portal and bring in guys that have some more experience than what you have.
And look, it's you know, look, some of these guys are in the portal for a reason, right? It's not that they're not right. talented, but, you know, the opportunities and things like that haven't been there. But
right.
the danger is, though, Ken, is that, look, 2 years ago, they were the biggest loser in the portal. Tech was the biggest loser because right. that guy, that running back that they had that was drafted in the first round of the NFL, he was running for 200 yards a game with Alabama. You know, they were the big right. loser in all that. Is the fear about you get kids like this developed and get them really good that they're going to leave the program? Or can Brent Key be a guy that keeps that talent, you know, that you have to recruit guys every single year now in a world of NIL and transfer portals?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, yeah, it happened again to them this year. Nate McCollum, who is arguably their best offense, well, probably their best offensive player, maybe their best player overall, left to go to North Carolina. You know, so I think you know, almost every team, unless you're at the very top, you're probably living without some fear to some degree. And so, but I mean, there's not like, I mean, it's not like you can say, well, we're not going to develop our best guys because they're out of fear that they're going to go somewhere. So it's, I think it's just, you know, I think this is just kind of the deal right now is that you're going to lose guys, but hopefully, you know, in the ebb and flow, you're also going to pick up guys who can help you, which they have. And, you know, I also, they've lost, you know, actually Akilah Stone is left for Ole Miss. It was going to be another player who's going to help them a lot. So I think, yeah, it's like I said, you kind of probably have to expect it to some degree, but hopefully maybe culture and NIL and all those things will slow it to some degree and then winning more certainly too. But yeah, I think it's the reality of the way college football is.
Ken Segura covers all things for Georgia Tech for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joining me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. What went into the Dominic Blaylock coming to Georgia Tech? I mean, look, it's been a historically good program with wide receivers and high-caliber wide receivers, but obviously mm-hmm. the last few years it has not been the same kind of offense and it's not been the same production at wide receiver. Why Tech? Why did he decide to come to Georgia Tech?
Probably a few things. I mean, one, certainly he's from Cobb County, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, I think often geography plays a hand. And then two, Buster Faulkner, the offensive coordinator, you know, was at Georgia for the last 3 years. I think I read that Brett Seither, the tight end, was his roommate at one point, is also transferred from Georgia to Tech. And then also, I mean, I think, you know, based from what he said, that, you know, getting a degree or pursuing a degree, at least after graduating from Georgia, was important. And obviously, I think he tells something about IT. And so obviously there's a pretty good place to do that. And also, maybe the most important thing is that, you know, if he wants to go somewhere where he can get playing time and be in an office that has a chance to be productive, you know, it was very easy for Buster Faulkner to say, hey, look, you know, we've got a lot of spots to fill. And they lost not just Nate McCollum, but also Malachi Carter and E.J. Jenkins. So there are a lot of snaps to fill that he could come in and say, hey, you know, and Buster Faulkner can say, hey, I know what you can do, and I've been through spring practice with these guys, and you know, there's opportunity for you here. So probably a few different things, but certainly I think always playing time typically is at the top of the list.
So do you think now that they're starting to put together a pretty good, you know, offensive unit? I mean, running back. I mean, Blaylock now in the mix is, you know, obviously he's got a lot mm-hmm. of potential. Haynes King is a guy that, you know, Jimbo Fisher thought he would be the answer. You know,
right.
It seems like that they're starting to acquire some good offensive personnel on this team.
Yeah. I mean, Dante Smith comes after running back. Another running back they got in the portal, Trey Cooley. Evan Dickens is a freshman who showed well at running back. I think, you know, it's always hard to tell, but I think it feels like they have more depth across the offense, and so we'll see what that turns out to be. But yeah, they'll have some competition at quarterback and receiver and running back. I think they probably get stronger tight end. The offensive line, we'll see. I think, you know, their experience, but I'm not sure how good they'll be. But yeah, I mean, I think Buster Faulkner, the coordinator, I think he has a record of being able to, you know, use who he has and make plays and make explosive plays. So there's reason for hope there, certainly. And I think the thing that I you know, I kind of go back to is that, and I've heard often, is that right now I don't think they're, you know, it's not like they're saying it's, they've got to win 9 or 10 games. I think, you know, they've, after winning 3 games, you know, in 2019, 20, and 21, and then 5 last year, I think if you get to a bowl game, there's 6 or 7 wins, which will still be hard. I think a lot of people are going to be really happy. So that, to me, feels like something you can get to this year.
Has Jay Batt kind of put that expectation on there that, okay, we need to maybe be a bowl team? And again, I don't think – I mean, obviously he wouldn't have said a specific number of wins, but right. You know, is he kind of floating out that idea when he's talking to boosters and different people that, hey, look, our expectation is we're going to a bowl game this year. We're right. going to build off of what we did. Has that kind of been the expectation that's been kind of set now for this program?
I'm not going to put a word in about that. I don't know specifically if he said that, but I think certainly there's a lot of excitement, you know, because of Frankie and, you know, certainly because of J-Bad and because of things they've done, you know, programmatically in terms of fundraising and things like that, that make you feel like, yeah, the kind of the ceiling is higher and there's some momentum. So, you know, if he said, you know, I could certainly see where he would think that's possible. I don't know that he's come out and told people that, but yeah, you know, it's hard to not kind of sense that, yeah, that I think people in the program and close to it feel like, you know, the arrow's pointing up right now.
Yeah, and look, it's another year where it's not an easy schedule again. I mean, you know, right. now you're going to Oxford to play Ole mm-hmm. Miss and, you know, again, Georgia and Clemson. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's another year where, okay, you know, can you find 6 wins? I mean, you can't afford right. you can't afford to lose one of those games that you expect to win, right? I mean, you can't right. afford to stub your toe against any lesser opponent because there's just not going to be that many of those teams on your schedule.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like you're saying, I think if you look at Ole Miss, Clemson, Georgia, and say, like, those are 3 games you're probably not going to win. That gives you 9, and you're trying to win 6 of them. And a couple of them are, would seem like gimmies, you know, Bowling Green, and they have an FCS game. I think South Carolina State, if I'm mistaken. But then, that, you know, now you've got, you know, what is that, 7 to win 5. And so, yeah, so there's and in those 7, there's it's not like they're all 50-50 ones either. You got Carolina and some other ones that I think won't be easy either. So, yeah, it's funny. It's easy to think, oh, well, of course, you know, they're better. They won 5 games. They should go to a bowl game. But, excuse me, it'll be, you know, it'll require them to play the kind of football that Brent has talked about, being tough and not making mistakes and making the other team beat you and then counting on your team to be better. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, on the one hand, you feel like they're getting better, but on the other hand, you realize it's not going to be an easy task to actually prove it on the field.
So how important does that opening game at Mercedes-Benz against right. Louisville become? I mean, it seems like that, you know, if you lose a game like that, then this team mm-hmm. is really behind the 8 ball as far as finding a way to get to a bowl game.
I don't want to put, I mean, all the weight on it, but yeah, I mean, it's a home game. It's in terms of kind of momentum and excitement, it's important. It'll be a game. I think it's on Friday night, it'll have a pretty unopposed viewing window and all those things. And but in terms of stacking up wins, if you lose that one, that probably means you got to pick one up that maybe you weren't expecting to win along the way. So it's not defining, but it'll make things a lot harder if they can't get it.
Last thing for you, Ken. You know, how has all of the recruiting been for Georgia Tech? Has there been any, have you seen any kind of uptick in buzz that Brent Key is there? You know, obviously they're trying to get better. I mean, you know, the ACC, you know, obviously we you know, the ACC right now, I guess the coaches are all in unity with the commissioner that, you know, everybody's going to stay put and, you know, they're not going to get raided or anything like that. But have you right. seen any kind of uptick in just the excitement level from recruits about kids wanting to commit to play for Georgia Tech now?
Let me think. I mean, in terms of, like, rankings and that sort of thing, I mean, I think they have now 5 commits. They did actually have two kids that were four stars that decommitted. But they have a quarterback that they got from the Prince Avenue Christian School in Athens, and I think that they're excited about. But I just, the thing is, like, whenever someone commits, the thing they say is, yeah, I really want to play for this coach, and I like what I heard. But I think I think that'll probably be borne out over the course of the summer and the fall. I think they've brought some people in terms of assistant coaches who I think will help recruiting. Norval McKenzie comes to mind. He's a running back coach. He's from the Atlanta area. I think, Marco Coleman, who's come back from Michigan State, is another guy who I think it's very easy for him to sell tech, and he has an NFL background. And so that's another thing that I think it makes it, that could help things. So, as far as like things are clear cut different or things, the rankings are remarkably better, it's kind of early to say that. But I think there's reason to think that it'll be better.
When do you get off the beat, Ken?
I will be working next week, at least part of next week, and I'll be going on vacation after. And I think when I come back, which is early June, I think that's about when chat will start in my place, and I'll start my new job.
Well, listen, Kenny, we always appreciate the time. We thank you so much for being a part of the show. Make sure that, listen, however you like your coffee, make sure he knows on day one exactly how you right. take your coffee or your Starbucks or whatever like that. Right. Make sure you put that bug in his ear. So, and if you need
I'll bring a big pile of unsharpened pencils.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, yeah. Bring your dirty laundry. Whatever you got to do. Right. So, Ken, as always, buddy, we appreciate it. Thanks for the time this evening, and good luck to you moving forward. And we will certainly talk again soon.
Great. Jonathan, thank you for being on, and thank you for the good wishes. I appreciate it. And, happy to come on whenever.
You got it. Appreciate it, Ken. So when we get back, it will be time for What's Bugging Chukri. They probably shouldn't have put hockey in Phoenix. We'll talk about that next. Chukri in the Key Studios. Sports Radio, now to the game. Odyssey.com app.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,